producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know you guys are dreading this segment. You are dreading it, right? Because, you know, we got Super Bowl. Many of you guys are going to be eating, you know, crummy. And I'm supposed to, on this show, tell you guys about some healthy Super Bowl snacks. I know this is like the worst segment of the year I have to do. I think it's in my contract that I am supposed to, because you know how I've told you guys many years now, Super Bowl Sunday, I will allow you to eat worse than Christmas time. Because I get that. All right? I get it. I mean, it is 3.5 hours, you know, starting from the Star Spangled Banner to the, you know, to the overtime. You know, you got the dips and you got the chicken wings and you order some pizzas and oh my gosh, it is my favorite holiday ever. Yeah, that and Christmas, Hanukkah, absolutely. But really quickly, what's kind of been buzzing around is the fact that many of you guys may be getting the Super Bowl flu. So the Super Bowl airs this Sunday, February 7th, Broncos versus the Panthers. And even though I've been watching the Panthers, I've been saying for a long time, Panthers are going to probably win it. When I did my medical calculations, the Broncos came up. So I would probably say the Broncos are going to win this. And I'm saying that very cautiously because I know the Panthers have a lot of potential, but wow, it's science. And according to, when you look at, you know, Peyton Manning's prostate and Cam Newton's back injuries, prostate trumps back. Transverse process fracture. So Manning's going to do better than Cam Newton. That's just the way it came out. So, guys, look, it's medical calculations. It had nothing to do with anything subjective. But anyway, so they say that if you sit for long periods of time, you could be at risk for now getting the flu, especially the Super Bowl flu. Dr. Winifred Bragg, medical director of the Spine and Orthopedic Pain Center, who has offices in Norfolk and Chesapeake, says that she has seen an uptick of patients complaining about back pain after the Super Bowl year after year. And Dr. John Ree, who's also an orthopedic surgeon, says sitting for long periods of time may cause discomfort. When you have discomfort, you could be more at risk, I guess, for not feeling healthy, and I'm not saying you're getting actual viral flu, but they call the Super Bowl flu the conglomerate of you not feeling well, you feeling achy, back pain, and they say when you sit for multiple hours at a time, you are more at risk for getting sick. You have people yelling, you have people hollering at you, you have people standing up and exhaling, you're all sitting there on the couch. I really, really believe that not only is it a back issue and maybe the stomach issues that ensue or the hyperglycemia that you could get from all the sugar that you eat and alcohol you drink and the hangovers and the headaches, but I really think that some of us are going to probably pick up the flu this weekend. All right, so how do you prevent this on Super Bowl Sunday? This is what this week's all about right now, okay? It's all about football. So what I suggest you guys do is please eat healthy, okay? I want a very healthy breakfast. The game is at 3:30, so you guys can eat no ham and eggs, no bacon. I know you guys start partying early. No, eat very, very healthy because you're going to be eating like crap, okay, for the rest of the day. Many of you guys start your Super Bowl parties at about 2. or maybe at noon. So you're going to be eating like garbage. Very healthy breakfast. I want you guys getting good sleep. Remember, many of us have to go to work the next day. So please don't drink and drive. A lot of you guys are going to be very despondent and depressed that you didn't follow the Dr. Dahlia medical predictions and you bet on the Panthers. And then you're going to be driving all melancholy. Don't be driving all melancholy. Make sure you have somebody who is very level-headed driving. Some of you guys are going to be hot-tailing it to the sports books because you guys will have won. And you'll want to get your change fast. Well, again, please be careful. I get a little nervous about Super Bowl Sunday driving around. In fact, we may purposely leave early because I'm just don't trust you guys. I've seen the way you guys drive. All right, so now, what can you do to not eat so poorly? Okay? See, I like to exercise a while. I'll sit there with some weights, or I'll sit there and just kind of stretch and do some yoga poses, and I don't know, I just kind of exercise a little bit because I want to burn off the calories. But they say, according to health.com, you could make lemon drop chicken wings. So you men out there, this is very interesting. They give a recipe. It includes vodka, lemon juice, sugar, olive oil, and chicken wings, but the calories are only 173 calories per, they don't say how much. What else do they have here? They have a spinach artichoke dip, a warm, oh, I love warm spinach artichoke, you know, because it's cold when you watch the Super Bowl. And it, oh, I love that. There's a white bean dip. That I'll pass on. Zucchini fries. They have a recipe to make fries out of zucchini. My problem is you're breading them and then you're dipping them in sauce. Just basic artichoke dip. Mini turkey burgers with gorgonzola. I talked about these last year. They don't have anything new. Twice baked sweet potato. Smoky chicken fingers with honey mustard dip. I gotta tell you, these are not gonna fly in my house. Now, a beef and beer chili. They have a recipe for that. I'd still be careful with that because a lot of you guys would just take a straw and just, you know, drink it up and have 3-4 servings. There's a peppered peanut brittle recipe they have. And then they have fudgy chocolate brownies. How many calories are those? 132. Oh, using unsweetened cocoa. That helps keep the fat content down, so you have to do the unsweetened cocoa. I don't know how they do the pepper green. I guess they just add crushed ground red pepper. All right. Well, all this talk makes me want to go get some hot wings. I'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I know it's a mouthful. All right, well, this is a mouthful, okay? One thing I like to talk a lot about on the show, because I think it's very, very relevant, is, you know, how to get a job, how to keep a job, how not to get fired, how to fire somebody, how to navigate through a job interview. So every time I see a real good, you know, source or a real good article, or anytime, you know, I get an email that I think is relevant to what many of you can need, I'm going to bring it up. And this was very interesting. We have here, being reported by DailyMail.com, the 10 interview question responses that you should know by heart. And this is revealed by experts, I guess, job recruiters, career experts, business brains, etc. So this study compiled a whole bunch of this data, and they came up with the 10 questions that you should, before you walk into any interview, be ready to answer. And I thought this was pretty well done. I mean, I've given you most of these, okay, but I thought we would quickly kind of review it, okay? And some of these questions you're going to think are stupid, okay? But remember, you know, job interviews, it's not necessarily the content. It's how you, you know, purport yourself, how you, you know, posture yourself with these questions. So, I mean, first and foremost, can I just say, if they do ask you a dumb question, don't sit there and go, that's a stupid question, okay? Let's just get that out of there, okay? But what are the 10 interview questions you should be prepared for before any major interview, okay? Well, one they bring up is, what are you proud to have accomplished at your last job? This is something, I went to a radio meeting years ago, and David Bernstein had brought up, look, let's say any of you guys were fired, okay? You know, and in radio, a lot of people got fired, just like in any industry during the recession. And what were you so proud of that you accomplished? See, in the olden days, when you got fired, people assumed it was because you did something wrong or you were a bad employee. Now, the majority of us have, you know, been witness or been victim to a firing that had really nothing to do with our capabilities. In fact, some of us that were probably more capable than others got fired because we were making more. It blew my mind to see who got laid off. And it was the ones that, you know, had, you know, worked at the company for years and worked themselves up and got promoted and promoted and promoted to the point where they were one of the highest paid people in that field. Well, what happened when the axe had to drop? The expensive ones. And so, anyway, what are you proud to have accomplished at your past job? So if you did something, you know, and you be careful being on the defense. Let's say you lost your job, okay, and you're really sore about that, okay? Don't let that come out. Just go, I did this. Oh, I worked so hard on this. I am so proud of what we created. I organized the staff. I came up with, you know, the Tools for Teachers program. You bring up some of the things that you're really proud of. And they're not so much looking at what you did. They are looking at the passion you have when you answer that question. You know, I combined Xerox and IBM. I was the one that enabled that merger to happen. How? How did you do that? Go, oh man, it was exciting. You know, I like this. I have a passion for this. I did this. We did this. And this is how I made that happen. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to, you know, give away trade secrets or anything like that, but they're watching to see, you know, and also what you choose. I mean, if your biggest accomplishment was winning the water cooler game, you know, with the guys, you know, during break time, no, that's not the answer. So, yeah, they are looking at content, but they're also looking at how you answer it. How would your previous manager describe you? You get asked this a lot. Okay, I've been asked this a lot of interviews. You know, how would your teachers describe you? Oh, really? I mean, can't you choose like my friends, my teachers? Yes, Dahlia. How do your teachers describe you? Well, I'm kind of a kiss-up. You know, I come late to class a lot. I'm a kind of a class clown. I like to kind of mess with them a lot. And so I don't think they like me very much. No, ask me something else. Okay, I would fail that question. I think I did in a medical school interview. But all right, so Dahlia, you know what? How would your, you know, previous radio network, well, I've never had a previous network. GCN is my first network, so please don't fire me. But let's say I got fired from GCN. And I know my pink slip is ready. I was going to say,
actually, you're like probably one of the board ops favorite rooms, your shows. We'd stand up for you. We got your back.
Oh, thank you. Okay, well, let's say just in case we're on Mars and this happens. Well, and they go, you know, how would your previous manager describe you? And I wouldn't lie, but I would probably pick the greatest points. And I would say, well, you know what? I have a pulse. You know, they like the fact that I was alive. I don't know. Yeah, you know, say, you know, I'm a good talker. I'm, you know, very extroverted. I add humor. I think he would describe me as funny, energetic, And I am punctual most of the time. Yeah, things like that. You know, describe your strengths, but make sure it's a strength that your previous boss would bring up, because if they do call the boss for a reference, you know, you don't want to say, bring up something that they don't even know about you. Okay? Why are you looking to leave your current job? Now, this is going to be a question most of you have to be prepared to answer. If you are at a current job and you want to leave, all right, what is it? Okay? Again, positive aspects. Don't sit there and berate what's going on. So, for example, okay, let's say I was asked, why would you leave the network? And I wouldn't. There's no reason to. But what if my answer would be, well, because, you know, I really love automotive. And I would love to expand. And you're a network that talks about automotive. So I would love to, you see what I mean? It's all a positive thing. You don't go negative. Well, you know, I got Tom, and Tom, you know, sends me pictures of his cats, and he thinks his cats are cuter than mine, and yeah, don't waste their time with that. You see what I mean? Okay, even though Tom's cats are cuter than mine.
My cats are freaking adorable.
I know they are. They are. My cats kind of are ugly. It's horrible. I can't even do the rounds with you because my cats, they really pale in comparison.
We have quite the cast of characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. So, anyway, so, you know, what is it? Well, you know, your firm, you know, is expanding internationally. This is what I want to be a part of. You know, or you could be honest with the financial aspect, all right? Because the financial aspect is going to come up. Say, you know, I work for a company that's a phenomenal company. I love them to death. But with my financial requirements, because I have a family and I have kids, etc., you know, that company right now is not able to pay their staff what I think a lot are worth. And I would love to move to a more financially strong and progressive sort of company. You could say that. That's fine. Be honest, because money is an issue. They say, tell me about a time you messed up at work and how did you fix your mistake? Be prepared to talk about when you did a, you know. So, like for me, that answer was, oh, I don't know if I could talk about this on air. Well, there was an article that talked about a man's office being dirtier than a female's office. And I was in a rush. And there was a lot going on, and I had patients, and I was trying to, you know, prep for my show while dealing with a busy day of patients. And there was a lot of talk about staph in, you know, body orifices, like, you know, your nostrils carry staph. When you treat staph, you sometimes have to treat using, you know, Bactroban in the rectal area because staph likes to hide in orifices. So I thought the article said a man's orifice is dirtier than a females, and so unfortunately, I spent a whole segment talking about that, and that wasn't even what the article was. So what happened is the next day I owned up to it, and I said, look, guys, it was office. I apologize, but I do want to stand, you know, firm with the theory on bacteria and harboring in certain areas, and I do think, you know, women may clean out their nose and their mouth a little bit better than men, and so I still stand by the original, you know, story I told you, but the story was actually about offices. And, you know, own up to it, and maybe they'll think it's cute, maybe they'll think you're an idiot, and I, unfortunately for me, the latter happened. What is your five-year plan? They want to know you are there for the long haul. So if you say my five-year plan is to get out of Dodge next summer, maybe not the best answer. What is one of your flaws? We've talked about that on the show. Describe how an apple tastes to someone who can't taste. Be prepared. What religious holidays? They're not supposed to ask you. But apparently, be prepared in case they do. And then, do you have any questions? We've talked about that. Make sure they're good ones. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction production license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a new study has raised concerns about how marijuana affects the brain, and the study doesn't come out showing marijuana in a good light at all. I guess a study has found that marijuana has a big side effect on the brain by causing problems with verbal memory after years of use. The latest study followed thousands of young people, many of whom smoke marijuana. This is being reported by themorningticker.com, and then gave them verbal memory tests. Once they reached middle age, the researchers continued to provide the test, and they found that there was a consistent link between verbal memory and chronic marijuana use. Now, even though people are saying, look, marijuana is safer than heroin and cocaine, it doesn't necessarily mean marijuana is something that should be a part of our daily regimen. We still have to study, I mean, and very aggressively, if it does help prevent diabetes and lower blood pressure and help with chronic pain syndromes before people start asking their doctor to prescribe it all the time and for them to be on it all the time. Drugfreeworld.org is one of the sites that still leads the charge, I guess, against marijuana, according to Morning Ticker. And the site warns that the immediate effects of taking marijuana include rapid heartbeat, disorientation, lack of physical coordination, then depression, and then sleepiness. Some users may even get panic attacks or anxiety. See, a lot of my patients tell me they'll use marijuana, and that'll help curb their panic attack. But then I'm like, well, then why are you here? They're like, well, it doesn't always work. And so the idea that marijuana can help you with your panic attacks, may not be all that true. Now, another thing that I think we're going to have to realize is many of us, we assume that the medication we get, the generic medication, is always the same over and over and over again. If you have a debilitating condition like a panic disorder, or you get panic attacks when you drive, when you're at work, etc., I would strongly encourage you to not treat yourself with something so variable as marijuana. If you don't know what you're getting and what strain you're getting and how good it is and the composition of it, you need to have something a little more predictable, a little more consistent with your treatment. You know, many of you accuse us doctors of being pro-pharmaceutical and in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, and this has nothing to do with it. When you take a brand name medication, there's some reproducibility of it. There's some consistency. I know what you're getting. When you say you're using pot, I can't just tell you, okay, good, keep it up, because how do I know what you're getting? Some of you guys are getting weak strains. Some of you guys are getting fake marijuana. You know, how do you know what you're getting? So I would strongly urge you to be treated with something more consistent. Now, they say the effects of marijuana on the rapid heartbeat, etc., the disorientation, are temporary. So many people don't look at their quote-unquote high that they get from marijuana as needing medical attention. However, they say marijuana smoke contains 50 to 70% more cancer-causing substances than tobacco. That was from a major research study. They said reported that a single cannabis joint could cause as much damage to the lungs as up to 5 regular cigarettes smoked one after another. So, they also say that marijuana can change the structures of sperm cells, deforming them, possibly causing sterility. So, what's the answer? Some of you guys have been using marijuana and you've been using it to your benefit and it's been working. And for those of you that are able to be that successful with it, I'm proud of you. I mean, I think there's a lot that we have, that God has grown, and I'm sure many people grow themselves, okay? But I'm sure there's a lot out there that we could use from this beautiful land of ours and use it medicinally. But be very careful. As we are starting to embrace marijuana legally, that doesn't necessarily mean it's safe. Comprende? Bien. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is very interesting. Some top U.S. Marine Corps and Army generals said on Tuesday that women should be required to register for the military draft along with men as the armed forces move towards integrating them fully into combat positions. Now, that's an interesting take. They say, I think that all eligible and qualified men and women should register for the draft, according to General Robert Neller, the commander of the Marine Corps, told a Senate Armed Services Committee. General Mark Milley, the chief of staff of the Army, also backed registration for women, although two other witnesses, Navy Secretary Ray Mabus and Acting Secretary Patrick Murphy, said only that there should be a discussion of legislation requiring women to register for the Selective Service. The U.S. military right now is all volunteer, but young men obviously required to register at the age of 18 in case the draft is reactivated. The military leaders say it could take years for women to be fully integrated into combat units, although they generally voice strong support for the plan to skeptical committee members. Malley estimated full integration would take no less than 1 to 3 years of deliberate effort. President Barack Obama's Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced in December that the military would let women serve in all combat roles. And this historic announcement, you know, has definitely spurned a lot of controversy. I mean, here's the thing. Okay, whoever wants to serve this wonderful country of ours, let them. So, absolutely, whoever wants to serve, let them, and allow them to have positions where they feel they could serve us best. Do not, however, put other soldiers at risk. If there is a certain mission where a woman within that mission could possibly cause a vulnerability to the men who are serving that particular mission, I would suggest, you know, ideally placing certain people in certain roles. You have a lot of male combat troops out there going, look, you know, when we are living in very, very small quarters, we're basically sleeping on top of each other, and I don't want to be concerned of a sexual harassment suit by accidentally in my sleep rolling on top of a female combat worker. Separate them, all right? And if there's no way to do that because they're on a special operation, then we may need to have the women under some other form, working in some other capacity in that operation. But I believe when you want to integrate women and utilize women and be politically correct and be fair and be equal, there's a lot of ways to do that. And I am concerned that we could be putting some missions at risk trying to make a political point. And I think a lot of women would agree with, look, you know, I'm not asking, you know, for you know, any special, you know, we women, we don't want any special treatment, okay? Let us serve in the capacity that we could serve. Some of us want to be in combat, let us serve there. But if there are certain missions that are very, very delicate and a woman could cause vulnerabilities, I would not put a woman in that particular mission. All right? Just like, you know, casting for a movie. You know, when they were casting the movie Troy and they were casting Achilles, they did not cast a woman. They cast Brad Pitt. Yes, they had Brad Pitt's hair, you know, long, etc. But a woman was not cast in that role. And nobody threw a fit. It wasn't considered politically incorrect. It's just that role was Achilles, and a male was chosen for it. That's fine. So, you know, if women want to be, you know, if women want to be integrated, you know, as equally as possible within the military, why not have them register? It makes sense. If we're going to be equal all around. But a lot of controversy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm really sorry. I had a leftover hot wing, and it is hot. And it's my son's leftovers, and I didn't realize how spicy he likes them. I never raised him to like things that spicy. So I apologize because I can't wet my whistle enough. So, whew, a lot of Tabasco sauce. All right. Something that is kind of spicy and exciting is how there's a new surgical technique allowing for outpatient hip replacement surgery. No, 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 listen, listen. Look, for us middle-aged folk, this is exciting because when I need a hip replacement later, and trust me, most of us will. You know, they say 1 out of 50 of us already have new knees and new hips. Why? Because we're outgrowing. We're just overcoming the cartilage. You know, we're just over, you know, wearing it down because we're living longer. Right? We're living longer. Thank God. Not getting the heart attacks, not getting the cancer, or we're fighting the cancer, we're fighting the heart attack. So now that we're living longer, we're kind of burning through our knees and burning through our hips more. Well, when you go through knee replacement, when you go through hip replacement, it's pretty grueling. Plus, you're in the hospital for a while. Well, there's a Mr. Burke who reported to the Hospital for Joint Diseases at NYU Langone Medical Center, okay? And he reported there in New York City for hip replacement surgery. And the surgeon said the operation and recovery would be quick. An hour later, he was out of surgery. By 4 p.m., he was upstairs in a ward, walking on crutches down the hall and going up and down a small model staircase. At 6 p.m., he left the hospital, headed home with his wife to northern New Jersey, and as he was home, he had a bowl of chicken soup. He's only 54 years old and had same-day hip replacement surgery at NYU Langone. This is incredible. Hip replacement is total hip arthroplasty. It's one of the most effective surgeries where they just replace the joint. They say more than 340,000 of these operations are performed in the U.S., and there are more and more people in their 40s and 50s who need this, and it allows us to have a more normal lifestyle. I mean, I am great. My hips are fine until we get any sort of precipitation, and then it hurts. So it blows my mind that they were able to do this. So basically, they replaced the arthritic or damaged hip joint with an artificial joint. In the traditional surgical method, we go in posteriorly, where they cut through the muscles, the tendons, and the tissues, kind of in our tushy area to get to the hip joint. They take out the bad joint, and they put a prosthetic joint, kind of like a ball and socket. And this new technique is an anterior approach. It's a 4-inch incision in front of the, so like a half a pencil, kind of, or a, yeah. And it's in front of the hip, close to the groin. And it's, I guess, there's a very natural opening between the muscles, so they don't have to cut through a lot of muscles and tendons like they have to do with the tushy on the posterior approach. And Dr. Davidovich has performed about 100 same-day hip replacements in the past year. No complications, only one hospital readmission for several hours when somebody reacted to the anesthesia, which could happen with any of them. Joel Mata, an orthopedic surgeon at Providence St. John's Health Center, this has been reported by the Wall Street Journal in Santa Monica, California, I guess also adopted this method early on in the U.S., has performed more than 4,000 anterior hip replacements over the past 20 years. I don't know if it puts you more at risk for hernias in that area. I think it's a little too lateral where they go for hernia, but you do wonder if there could be some sort of a femoral hernia that possibly could. But again, if they're not cutting through the muscle and they're going through some natural openings, then maybe, again, they're bypassing inguinal canals and things like that. So I don't think it would put you more at risk for hernias in that area. So it's a good question, though. All right, as many as 26% of member surgeons performing hip replacements in the U.S. are now using the anterior method. This is so damn exciting. This is according to a survey by the American Association of Hip and Knee Surgeons. The technique is considered harder to master because you have less room to maneuver. They haven't seen my hips. Whew. You could have a whole medical school class in there working. And my hips are so wide, it's ridiculous. It's honestly. Some surgical experts say there is not enough data to assert that the technique is superior to traditional methods. See, here's the thing. Okay, you know how you guys, when you bet on the Super Bowl, you got odds? And so, like, with the Patriot game and the Broncos game, at one sports book, it was like a negative 2.5, where if you're going to win betting on the Patriots, they have to already be ahead 3 points, but you know, so to speak, or yeah. So when you go in anteriorly, all right, and you have less post-op time, and less cutting to do and less time needed to be in the hospital, you already are increasing your chances, okay, of having a positive outcome. So, you know, because the more longer you're in the hospital, the more of a chance you have of getting a nosocomial infection or infection when you're there. The longer you're in the hospital, the less you're moving around, the less you're in your own home and own microbial environment. You know, you have more people in the hospital waiting on you, so you get more exposed to other germs, etc. So you already have an edge when you have a smaller incision and you're going home that day. So now what they need to do is they need to look at, okay, what about physical therapy? Now they're saying the patients getting the anterior approach are able to perform physical tasks quicker. Why? Because they're recovering quicker. Traditional surgery takes about 6 weeks. So most people take hip replacement, it takes about 3 to 6 months, but a lot of people are able to kind of, you know, at least move around and do a lot of their daily activities and do what they need to sooner than that. But to be fully recovered, we're looking at about 3 to 6 months. Most patients, they say either way, you still need that time, even if it's the anterior approach. And less pain medication is needed, so that's also nice. So, I don't know, we'll see. This is some pretty exciting stuff. I'm pretty excited about that. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. On my show, I talk a lot about a lot of medical issues. And now we have studies that kind of come around and they go, all right, Dahlia was right. Remember we talked about how shorter people could be more at risk for heart disease, but taller people more at risk for cancer? Well, here's another study that says height can affect your health because taller people have less heart disease and diabetes, but greater risk of cancer. Why? Maybe it's because they have bigger organs. This isn't anything new. This is something we've talked about. But it's so nice to see research catch up with things that I'm telling you because it makes me look smart. Professor Matthias Schultz of the German Institute of Human Nutrition in Potsdam said epidemiological data shows that per 6.5 centimeter in height, the risk of cardiovascular mortality decreases by 6%. So the taller you are, less heart disease. I was watching the Rebels play basketball, and they're great. They got this kid Zimmerman who went to my kid's high school. And this kid is, I think, 7 feet. He's tall. And my guess is he's that's the type of physique where he'll probably be in good shape heart-wise. I still hope they check all athletes for their hearts, their heart health. But, you know, maybe it has to do with, you know, the insulin. Maybe it has to do in terms of, you know, them not being at risk for heart disease. They say our new data show that tall people are more sensitive to insulin, have lower fat content in the liver. So then maybe they are at lower risk for cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. But what about putting you at risk for colon cancer? They say there could be activation of insulin-like growth factor 1 and 2 signaling pathways linked to increased cancer, maybe breast, colon cancer. So this still has to be studied. I don't want people to freak out if they're taller. But, again, nothing new. We've been talking about this for years, people. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.